The organizers behind the annual Pittsfield, Massachusetts 4th of July parade say the tradition stretches back to as early as 1824. But this year, the beloved event has hit financial straits. City Council President Peter Marchetti has been involved with the parade committee in a variety of roles for the past 15 years. He tells WAMC what it takes to pull off the patriotic display, the efforts being made to save it, and why the funding challenges appeared in the first place.
There's a couple items in play here. The first, probably the most obvious one, is the fact that we had the Drum Corps show last year in July, hoping for it to be a fundraiser, and it actually lost money. So that's one. Two, we've been, over the years, spending more money for the parade than we've been taking in, hoping that it was just a sign of the economic times and we didn't want to scale back the parade. And so we have basically drained the reserves that we've had to be able to keep us going for as long as we have, and now is the time to have to either halt the brake, you know, put the brakes on everything, or have a banner fundraiser year.
So to that end, how do you plan on raising the funds required to pull off the parade this year?
So we've already started with requests. We have letters that went out to about 750 local businesses, some which have been sponsors for a very long time, and some new businesses hopefully will pick up some new sponsorships. We also do the Eagle Drive every year, so there's a coupon in the Berkshire Eagle that allows folks to cut it out and mail it into us. And we're working on trying to develop a plan that shows that the parade is more than just a once-a-day or once-a-year event, and we're going to try to come up with some other fundraising options. The community's outreach and support, since we've been having this conversation, has been tremendous. We have a music bingo fundraiser that's been set up for us on April 20th at Berkshire Hills Country Club, and then another group of individuals have set up a benefit at the Tavern of the A on June 23rd. So we've already got two new fundraiser-type options out there, plus, you know, concentrating on a grant effort to make sure that we get our past business sponsors to continue supporting.
Looking into the future, is there any way of guaranteeing the financial security of the parade?
Well, as part of this conversation that we've been having, there have been some folks that have stepped forward who have the background in nonprofit fundraising. And, you know, their interest in this conversation is, once we get to a stable place, helping us put a mechanism in place for us to be able to long-term sustain the financial stability of the parade.
Looking at the numbers, how much money goes into pulling off a successful 4th of July parade?
Well, we estimate between $75,000 and $80,000. The three biggies, if you will, the first is music. Depending on the year, we spend anywhere between $30,000 and $40,000 on music. The next biggest is balloons, and so that's $20,000. And then each year we have a souvenir booklet for the parade, which is, you know, the parade lineup as well as all of the advertising sponsors' ads in the book, and that costs us $11,000. Now most people would probably say, why don't you get rid of that piece and save yourself $11,000, but we suspect from our numbers that that booklet raises about $35,000 to $40,000. So if you were to eliminate that booklet, would you still get the level of donations that you get because of the value of that booklet?
Can you tell me a little bit about the cultural role of the parade in Pittsfield? It's the centerpiece of the summer for many. What kind of role has it played in Pittsfield in the last 15 years of your involvement with it?
Well, you know, I think it's, you know, definitely has the reputation of one of the largest events in downtown Pittsfield. I think the parade means so many things to so many different people. If you are a member of the military, it has a more solemn memory or more solemn feeling to it. I know the best example I can give you is when Park Square was no longer a Rotary. The people who were upset that they had been sitting with their families next to other families for decades that now had to find a new place to sit. And if you look parade morning, you will see the same people sitting in the same area every single year. So, and that to me is, it's not just the Pittsfield people or the Berkshire people that are sitting there. It's their families that are coming home to celebrate 4th of July. And so we do know that there is a certain percentage of people that travel into Pittsfield to be with their family on the 4th of July and attend the parade.
Now, over that time you've been involved with the parade, have you seen the attendance fluctuate? Is it generally pretty steady? And if so, what's it look like?
You know, I think that the attendance has been pretty steady. The years that have been most surprising to me are the years like 3 or 4 years ago where we had torrential downpours both years. The people were still sitting out watching the parade and the torrential downpours. It's kind of tough to gauge, you know, at one point in time in my career of doing this, we used to say, you know, we had 100,000 people that would come to Pittsfield for curbside seating. You know, I don't know if that's an accurate number or not, but I would go out on a limb and say that we probably could say that we have between 25 and 30,000 people that come downtown to watch the event.
As far as bookings for this year, what's the parade going to look like if it successfully gets funded?
Well, at the moment, we're still continuing on the same pace that we have in other years. We are trying to finalize our musical units, and hopefully we'll have between 20 and 25 musical units. We are currently working with the balloon company to secure the balloon rentals for the day. And, you know, it's still early because our applications have just recently been emailed. So in terms of the community organizations and other entities, it's still early because folks have until May 15th to return their applications. So it's a little premature to say exactly what the parade will look like. But at the moment, we are going with the theory that we will succeed in raising the funds, not only for this year, but for future years to come.